This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We're joined by Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, there is a flare drop. The Citizens Auxiliary Police is a volunteer police organization.
Phil, we get into this every time on your program. We are a volunteer police organization, but we do assist the police.
No, I'm not trying to denigrate what you do. I just want people to know you're not really the police, right?
We do have...
Yeah, I know you got constitutional right to citizen's arrest, but, all right, let's put that...
Let's put that aside for a minute.
Let's put that aside. Okay, what are you doing, a flare drop?
So we're going to be doing a flare drop this weekend throughout Southern California in association with a couple of the Citizens Auxiliary Police groups around the country, the West Texas Volunteer Range Riders, Utah Associated Auxiliary Patrol Agents. I don't know if you're familiar with SUVs. These are called SUVs because they are sports utility vehicles. A sports utility vehicle, or the SUV as it is known, is a car that is not only intended to be driven on the street, it's also intended to be driven off-road, Phil. It is a all-terrain vehicle, but lately we have seen a lot of families, especially women, married women with children, driving these cars exclusively on the surface streets, and it's always presented to me and to other members of Citizens Auxiliary Police a bit of an irritant, because those of us in California are very familiar with off-roading. We know how to drive dune buggies, motorcycles, ATVs, and the like. I myself experienced the Baja 1000, the Barstow to Vegas. I've gone off-roading. There's just an awful lot of that.
So you see a lot of people driving SUVs not off-road?
I'm curious, and I think a lot of members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police have been curious. And fortunately, we were given the green light by Major Elvis Newton, who is the Commander-in-Chief of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, to do our flare drop this weekend. What that will constitute is the first ever in the United States effort at determining how many people who own SUVs actually know how to drive them off-road. And so we will administer a roadside all-terrain driving exam beginning this weekend.
So you're going to be doing a flare drop, which means what?
Well, that basically we drop flares, then we funnel the traffic down to one lane, and if we see any SUVs, and that could be a Jeep Grand Cherokee, could be the Lexus Mercedes SUV, could be the Ford Explorer, any of the SUVs, the Xterra, the Road, the 4Runner. We will ask at that time the motorist to pull the vehicle to the side of the road, and we'll administer the all-terrain test.
All right. Before I get into what the all-terrain test is, you said you're experienced at off-roading?
Absolutely, Phil. I come from California, so those of us who grew up around the desert, we know an awful lot about off-roading, motocross, motorcycles. There's nobody here faking it. It just kind of irritates me when I see a lot of these women, especially women in from out of state, and they've got their SUVs and their ATVs and whatnot driving around. I guess they think they're pretty special, and that's okay. But,
All right, let's get back to what the all-terrain driving exam is. This is a test that is going to be administered by the Citizens Auxiliary Police by off the side of the road.
That's correct, particularly administered to women that we see driving these ATVs. What we will do is have them go off the side of the road. We have a ATV test area set up. We have a simulated riverbed. And what we ask them to do essentially is to jump that riverbed, and that is a very basic ATV.
Well, jumping a riverbed, man. I mean, how wide is it?
No, it's a standard 8 foot wide is about the width of a riverbed or a creek bed. So I think if you drive off road, you know how to jump a riverbed. It's just that simple.
And you've set up, according to the brochure, you got set up a lumber or wood or something. It's almost like a ramp, and you are requiring motorists to jump an 8 foot span.
That is correct. And I'll tell you right now, you get a lot of these smaller women. They're petite. They just came from the gym. They just came from Tai Bo, and, good for you. But we question whether they're physically capable of handling an all-terrain SUV, particularly multi-use SUVs like the Lexus or the Pathfinder. They have to demonstrate that, and we have that course featuring the ravine to do that. A lot of these women want to look like they know what they're doing. All right, bring it on, because the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a little irritating for us to...
I wanted to ask you, you keep saying it's a little irritating. Let me give our phone number out, by the way. It's 1-800-449-8686. I don't know how you are requiring women to pull off to the side of the road and demonstrate how they can drive and whether they can drive an SUV or not.
Well, because we do have the power of citizen's arrest.
But you're getting women to pull off to the side of the road and jump a simulated 8-foot riverbed?
8-foot wide, that is correct.
Why is this irritating that people don't know how to drive ATVs? Or what are they called? ATV?
SUV, sports utility vehicle. ATV is all-terrain vehicle, Phil, which is standard dune buggy. That can be a three-wheeler, it can be a four-wheeler.
So then we're talking about an SUV, which is the big...
Those are the big SUVs, that's right. Those are like your Lexus, Mercedes, four-wheel, Forerunner, Pathfinder, that kind of thing.
All right, why is this irritating that there's so many women that don't know how to drive off-road?
Well, look, all I'm saying, ladies, if you want to drive an SUV, you better know what you're doing. And I would tell the men, before you give a woman one of these, you better make sure she isn't out making a fool out of herself. Okay.
Well, first of all, not all of the motorists you pulled over have complied. There's the case of one woman. Her name is Karen DeTore.
We did have a problem, yeah.
All right, well, what happened to her?
She refused to take the all-terrain test.
Yeah, but that's because she said she had children in the car. She didn't want to jump a riverbed with her kids in the car, and then you got in behind the wheel.
Well, Phil, before you go down that road, she knew she wasn't good enough, and she might kill one of her kids, I think we ought to say. Right?
No, she told the police she was concerned, first of all, that just having the kids in the car was unsafe jumping an 8-foot-wide riverbed.
No, because, all right, you can say what you want, but I feel it's because she knew she'd kill one of her kids.
And it's, so what were you doing getting in the car?
I got into the automobile to demonstrate. She jumped out, and we did successfully navigate the 8-foot-wide riverbed with the children in the car. I told the children to brace themselves against the dash.
Well, this woman was beside herself screaming to the police.
But I think grateful that I showed her how to do it.
Well, just hold on, Jay. You got a motorist, you got a woman, you pulled her over to the side of the road. Do you know how to drive an SUV? She says what?
She refused to take the test. And that at that time, then I told her that I'm going to have to demonstrate it. And at that time, we did remove her from the car.
So you forcibly remove her from the car, and her kids are still in the car?
I did not notice that there were children in the car at the time. They were fine.
Well, there was a baby seat, wasn't there?
It was in the back seat, yes, sir.
You're saying she thought she'd kill her kids. Isn't it true, Jay, that you could have killed one of her kids?
No, well, just you're going to have to back it right up there, Mr. Henry. Just hold on. I grew up in California. I grew up around motocross, around motorcycles. I've driven in the desert, done ATV.
I don't care where you grew up. You get into this woman's car. She's got a baby seat in the back. And you say you didn't notice there were kids in the car?
I didn't notice the baby seat. No, I did not.
1-800-449-8686 is our number. Phil Henry here with Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Any woman driving an SUV, his Citizens Auxiliary Police are pulling over and road testing, basically giving them an all-terrain test to see if they know what they're doing. Here is Lisa on the Phil Henry Show. Lisa, go ahead.
Mr. Santos, I am totally against what you're saying.
I beg your pardon?
I live in Houston. I'm 5'2". I drive a Ford Explorer.
Okay, could you hold on for just a second? You're 5'2", and you drive an SUV. And what's that all about?
I'm sorry?
I said you're 5'2". Is that what you say?
That's right.
Okay, what are you driving an SUV for? You obviously don't have the physical size to handle an all-terrain situation.
I have a physical size to handle just about anything. I've driven all over, in many different countries. But the situation is, it's down
Do you
in
have
Houston.
To sit on a pillow, ma'am?
You have men in Houston
do you
that
have to,
drive.
Ma'am, do you have to sit on a pillow?
20.
All right, hold on for a minute. I got to ask Lisa. This is Phil Henry. Are you on a speakerphone, ma'am?
No, hang on. Let me try something else. Is this any better?
Yes, that's way better. Did you have a headset on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, but it's much clearer.
Ma'am, this is Jay Sanos. Do you have to sit on pillows?
No, I do not.
Do you put blocks on the pedals?
No, sir, I do
not.
In
any way, shape, or form, elevate or otherwise push your body toward it?
She's already answered the question.
I have been driving this car for 2 years, and I have had zero problems with it.
Yes, but
the reason why
I understand that, but do you drive off-road? Do you know how to drive off-road?
I know how to drive off-road. I'm from Ohio originally. We have mountains there and hills. Yes, we go through gullies and things like that.
Have you ever jumped a riverbed, or do you...
I've jumped a bridge.
You jumped a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Were you running from the police?
No, it was just a dare when I was 19.
Well, that's pretty dangerous.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Phil. Did you have kids in the car at the time?
No, didn't have any kids. But the
Can
thing
I ask you a question?
I'm just curious.
I'm just curious. Were you running moonshine, or what were you doing jumping a bridge at the age of 19?
It was a dare. It's what kids do. It's go ahead, Lisa. Your comment was what?
Well, the comment
you don't mind,
is that
you're hijacking
cannot just
this conversation.
Target women. That's gender profiling.
Yes, it is.
And you also have
we
the
have
women.
No problem with that.
You have no problem with profiling?
None whatsoever, no. We will pull over Arabs, women, men of color, Jews, whoever fits a profile of any particular criminal group that we are targeting at that moment. We will profile, we will actively profile, and we get the job done.
Well, let me, I have 2 points that I would really like to make, okay? Number
Asians
one.
Asians and SUVs are very suspicious to us.
Why are Asians and SUVs?
Well, if you think about it, and I would ask the caller to also think about it, when's the last time you saw a Chinaman or any kind of Asian operating an SUV?
Yesterday.
Well, Lisa, it's easy for you to say that, but can you prove that?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. All right.
Yeah.
All right, look, what was the point you wanted to make? 2 points or whatever it was? Go ahead.
Okay, the point that I have to make.
What do you mean, a Chinaman? Go ahead.
Okay, the first point that
Japan
I have to
man,
make is
like
the fact that.
That
you have, with women, we are more concerned about the longevity of things, and so as a result, we don't want to be stupid enough to wreck our cars, and plus also we have better insurance rates than men.
But the point is, if you drive an SUV, you should know how to drive off-road, because that is why those automobiles were constructed. If you want to
Are you also saying that
families,
if you have a sports car, that you should be able to drive the Indy 500?
If you have a sports car, I think you should be able to handle a high-performance vehicle at fast speed. Yes, ma'am, I do. And
okay,
I see an awful lot of men who want
to.
I see a lot of men. I see a lot of men who want to play at being men, but when the push comes to shove, the chips are down. Are they really men?
What should women drive then? What do you think
we
should drive?
I think a station wagon. In your case, Lisa, is fine.
All right. Look. Thank you for your call, Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police. If you're a woman and you're driving an SUV, do you know how to drive that thing off road? Because after all, that's what they were built for. And he is finding by giving out random all-terrain driving tests that most women don't know how to drive off-road. In one particular instance, he commandeered a woman's car and jumped an 8-foot-wide riverbed with her kids in the car. Had the woman screaming. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I want to ask you, Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police, I want to ask you when we come back why it is you're giving roadside tests to only women driving SUVs to see if they know how to drive off-road, but not men. And the fact is, just because a woman's in an SUV, why does she need to know how to drive off-road?
Look, this is an SUV, sports utility vehicle. Every TV commercial that you ever see of an SUV, it's driving through a forest or near where there are deer or some kind of wild animal. You never see them drive on a street only. They're always driving them on the road. And that's because the car is intended to be perceived as all-road. Women's biceps are not strong enough to handle a rugged turn. And it,
why not men?
Because men are normal looking in an SUV. If you see an SUV, a man is normal looking in it. A woman looks different. She looks weird in an SUV unless there's a child seat or she's dropping a kid off at a school. Then she looks normal. But men are outdoorsy. Women are not outdoorsy by nature and definition. And the Citizens Auxiliary Police is simply trying to tell people that men look normal in an SUV, especially in the commercials where they drive through forests and women do not. And that's what we're trying to say. With our all-terrain tests. And another thing.
Hold on, I got to take a call, and I'm not sure I understood what you just said. 1-800-449-8686. Shirley, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm totally flabbergasted by the show. I mean, I don't get to listen to your show that often, but I was coming home late from the office and popped it on because I love talk radio. This is a joke, right?
Yeah, Jay, you're giving these tests out to women for real. Isn't that right?
You're kidding. kidding.
Mr. Henry, I'm not coming on your program to do anything other than promote safety. And we have an awful lot of sport utility vehicles out there being driven by women. You're coming back for their Taibo class.
No, you're not promoting safety.
Looking ridiculous in their little tights and their, you know.
You're not promoting safety. You are criticizing women and the way
they
drive.
No, I'm simply saying that women do not have... All we need to do is give women the test. Can you drive... Do you have an all-terrain vehicle, ma'am, or an SUV?
I have just a little mini one. And you know what? I did not buy...
And you have that... Do you have that because your husband couldn't afford to get you, like, the Mercedes?
I wanted a small car.
I think... You want to use pejoratives, that's fine.
You know what?
Let me tell you something, lady.
I can't even believe that state will allow people like you
a woman's place in an SUV. Let me tell you where a woman, as long as you call me a dick, a woman's place in an SUV should be on the mud flaps. You know what I mean by that, don't you?
Do you really have the right to stop people on the side of the road?
I do have citizen's arrest powers as given to me by the Constitution of the United States.
So do I. And if I were out there, I would arrest you immediately.
I see you in an SUV, I will pull you over and I can give you an all-terrain test. You can't drive an all-terrain vehicle.
I wish you would come to Florida.
What right do you have to drive an SUV and you can't even drive it down on a mud puddle?
What makes you think
can
that
you
we
drive
buy them to drive off the road?
Because that's what they're built for. Hello.
Well, not everyone buys
them. Why are they up high with big tires? Don't know
who
that,
cares?
Do you?
It's a comfortable car.
You sound just like a woman. Every woman I talk to sounds that way. Who cares? It's neat looking. Why do you think they're called sport utility vehicles?
It's a good thing you live in California, because
I know
never
how to
make
drive
it in any
road.
Other state.
Florida. That's
Phil,
about as easy a place
for,
to...
thank you for putting me on this
and if you
really
drive
impossible.
Through a mud puddle, I hope to God you don't lose control of the car and murder the children in the car.
You really think she's going to...
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, sir. Yes, I do.
1-800-449-8686. Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police. You just said the reason why you don't test men is they don't look as weird sitting behind it.
No, men look normal behind the wheel of an SUV. Women are not outdoorsy, and so they need to be tested.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over to Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
how
Jennifer.
Are you?
Good.
I have a quick question for Mr. Santa.
I'm tired of watching women trying to hoist their ass into an SUV in a tight skirt. You know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Okay, can I ask my question?
What's your question, ma'am?
Okay, if you think that women look ridiculous driving an SUV, then what about the men who are driving around these little Miatas? Maybe we should pull them over and... see if they know how to drive a little tiny sports car that was built
pretty much
for women.
Okay, let's go to another more interesting call. Ann, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Ann, go ahead.
Oh, hi, my name's Ann.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
And I have 2 points to make.
How come you hung up the other lady?
Because she was, like, dull. Go ahead, Ann.
Okay, I have 2 points to make. First of all, my sister is Asian, and she's a female, and she drives an SUV.
Are you Asian?
My sister's Asian.
No, but are you Asian, ma'am?
Well, think about it.
Well, you say my sister's Asian, but she drives an SUV. Well, that would mean you'd have to be Asian, too.
Well, duh, why are you asking
well,
that?
Well, then why don't you just say, I'm Asian, I drive an SUV?
I don't drive an SUV, you moron. Listen to my question, okay?
Why don't you? If your sister has a car, she has an SUV, and you never share it with her.
I've never driven it, but that's not the point. My point is,
Jesus.
She's Asian, and she's female, and she drives
an
SUV.
If she's your sister, I guess she is
no
female.
Reason, and there is no reason she will ever drive it off-terrain. So you're pulling her off the freeway
taking
these tests. If you're gonna administer these tests,
then why would she buy an SUV?
Environment, you moron.
Then why would she buy an SUV and not take it off-road?
There are people who are just taking their kids to the daycare.
I've never seen an SUV used for takeout, ma'am.
Another thing. Takeout, you know, not only are you sexist, you're also racist. Do you have a car? Do you have a Tom Trenton then? What the hell? Also, what was my point?
That's the whole thing about Asians. They're absent-minded.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Well, we lost control of that one real fast. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
That's 2116.
All right, Jay Sanis is with us on the Phil Hendry Show at a substation, right, Jay?
It's a Citizens Auxiliary Police substation, Phil, in Torrance, California. Yes, sir.
Now, you're doing a flare drop this weekend testing females in SUVs to see if they know how to drive off-road.
Right, Phil, the situation with a sport utility vehicle is it's made to go off-road. But you see a lot of women, it always kind of galls me, and it kind of irritates a lot of people. You see a lot of women driving around in their SUV as if they think they're some kind of off-road champion or some kind of truck driver. Most women don't even know nothing about it. So what we try to do is test these women. And
what the testing process, what goes on? What happens?
We ask women to go through three basic tests. One is called a pothole challenge, the other is hairpin turn, and there's a figure eight spin out. The pothole challenge is very simply going down an asphalt highway. It's generally an old strip of asphalt, negotiating around potholes, driving through them, and seeing just how well they can take it. If you hit a pothole, and you do a pothole at about 60 miles an hour, your kidneys are going to come right out of your you-know-what. Also, the hairpin turn, and then, of course, is a figure-eight spin-out. A figure-eight spin-out is we want to see a full 360 spin-out, and then, of course, jumping a riverbed. And all of these things are, you think you're a big shot, you think you want to be Mrs. Truck Driver, you think you're Ann B. Davis driving a truck in a Brady Bunch movie.
all of this sounds like it's just you're irritated seeing women.
Well, women driving SUVs. The other thing, too, you'll be sitting in a puddle, you hit a pothole the wrong way. You're sitting in a puddle of your own mess. So we'll see how many of these women know how to do it.
I didn't get the last. You're sitting in a puddle of your own mess. What?
If you hit a pothole the wrong way.
Oh, all right. You were talking about Ann B. Davis driving trucks.
Well, a lot of women think they're butch enough to drive an SUV, but I think you find very quickly very few women are butch enough to do that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So you guys are just bugged. You and the, what is it? I have it right here. The Utah Associated Auxiliary Patrol Agents.
That's correct.
These are not real. And the other one is the Texas?
Texas Volunteer Range Riders, Phil.
All of these volunteer police agencies.
That is correct, assisting the police across our country.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Ross. Ross, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Santos, how you doing?
I'm very good, sir.
Just a quick comment. Number one, I don't know exactly where you're drawing your authority from, but you have no authority to test anyone.
Are you a police officer or something?
No, but I have been. You have no authority to test anything but surprising.
Well, what happened?
I went to a higher paying job, but that's inconsequential.
You're not that guy that Olympic Park guy.
No, sir, I'm not any guy you've ever met.
You're not that Atlanta Olympic Park guy that they pulled in.
No, I'm no one you've ever met. That's
all right,
obvious
sir.
To me.
What
but
kind of comment is that Olympic Park guy?
I don't know. It's just that, what was that guy, the Richard Jewell guy?
He was a security guy. This man was a police officer.
Yeah. But the point is, my wife also drives an SUV.
All right, that's troubling to me. That information's troubling.
I'm sure there's a lot of things troubling to you, sir, but if you attempt to commandeer her vehicle...
I don't understand that comment.
If you attempt to commandeer her vehicle, she will consider that a carjacking. And
all
I can assure you, if you carjack my wife, it will be the last commandeer road test you give because she will shoot your dumb ass.
Well, sir, number one, I think there's a wide gulf between writing the check and actually putting it in the mail, if you know what I'm talking about. That's number one. Number two, I don't know what commandeer means. I'm going to take it to mean that's not vulgar, right? Is that a four-letter word or something?
You know, anyone,
commandeer?
Anyone that was affiliated with law enforcement might have a pretty good grasp of what that meant.
A commandeer is a rank in the Army. I know that. Commandeer Johnson or commandeer.
That's a commander, and that's in the Navy.
Yeah, and they do have commandeers in some of the communist forces. Where they are allowed to commandeer vehicles.
Bambi, for instance, and I'm going to make a little joke, Ross, but Bambi was a commandeer. Just a commandeer.
You want to make jokes.
If you ever run out of SUVs to carjack, you can always become a comedian.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm not carjacking anybody. I'm asking women who are suspect behind a wheel. First of all, you said your wife has an SUV?
Yes, she does.
How come?
She likes the SUV.
Does she drive it off-road, sir?
No, she don't.
All right, that troubles me.
Well,
that troubles me. She can't. So she thinks she's big and tough or something, or what is that?
No, she likes an SUV.
Look, women don't drive SUVs because they think they're big and tough. Most of them drive them because they have a lot of seatbelts.
Mr. Santos, I drive a 2000 Corvette.
Well, all right, you're a man. You're entitled. You look normal in a Corvette. Women don't look normal in an SUV.
Well, look, my wife drives an SUV because we got four kids. There's plenty of seatbelts.
Why not get a station wagon? That's what women in a... You know, it used to be a time when women would just be sitting in a station wagon. They'd look normal. But now they got to sit up in an SUV, and I got to get them out of there and jump a ravine with their kids in the back seat.
No, I don't think that would ever happen with my wife, sir.
You know, you're pretty sure your wife could kick my ass? Is that what you're
saying? No, I'm pretty sure the minute you put your hand on that car door to open it, my wife would shoot your ass.
Then she'd have a problem.
No, yeah, but you wouldn't be around to worry about that one, big
sir,
boy.
Sir, I'm trained in self-defense. I can sidestep a lot of situations. I'll do a spin move away from the bullet, and then I can grab her around the throat. And
Well, you knock it off, man. You already got one woman who said...
Mr. Santos.
Your wife, Gay, because she's a little butch.
Are you trying to piss people off? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm trying to find out where this guy's coming from. Tell him he's going to shoot me.
I want to ask a question. By what statute, what state or national statute do you draw the authority to give a roadside test? Would
this
you please
is a road,
give
this me, is not a roadside sobriety test, sir. This
no,
is
sir,
a
I didn't
SUV
say it was
test.
A driving test.
All we're asking is for them to jump a ravine.
What state statute allows you that authority?
Elvis Newton is the major. Major Elvis Newton founded the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and Major Newton does draw his authority from the state constitution, which is of the... Is that an SUV you're getting out of, sir?
No, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
My question
Whatever.
Was not who told you could do what you wanted to do.
Yeah, what's
my
the thing?
My question is, what is
state of the Constitution, state of California?
What?
All right, look at Ross. I gotta go. Thanks for your call. Is that an SUV you're getting out of?
I'm trying to identify the automobiles, Mr. Henry.
Well, you've got one woman who wants to sue you for jumping a ravine with her baby in a car seat. Sharon, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. This
yes,
is
ma'am.
Sharon.
Yes.
I have a problem with Mr. Santos. I don't understand what he thinks he's doing, pulling people over. If he tried to pull me over, I would blow by him or through him.
Well, no, not if we've got a flare drop. I mean, there's nowhere you can go because there's cars in front of you. I don't know what you're going to blow by, ma'am.
Well, he wouldn't get me out of the car.
And you're speaking to Mr. Santos.
Mr. Santos, you would
right.
not get me out of the car.
I don't think we'd have a problem, ma'am.
You think?
I'm pretty sure, unless you weigh 800 pounds. You know,
I'm close enough. I'm 50 years old, and if you think someone is going to stop me, you're wrong.
Well, ma'am, I know you think you're tough and all of that. That's very interesting, but we'd have no problem getting you out of the car.
You think?
I know.
Okay.
You know why? Because you're 50, and you're probably old, and you've had maybe a couple of cigarettes, a couple of drinks in your life.
Not. Maybe you have, but not myself.
You probably had, found yourself on the wrong end of someone's penis.
Oh, man. What an animal.
I'm the animal?
No, he is for what
he
just said.
He is the animal.
Sorry.
Yeah,
bottle of gin under the seat.
Yeah, okay.
I have two SUVs. I will drive them when and where I want and will not be tested by anyone.
Well, ma'am, there's one thing that you want. There's the way you want it and there's the way how it is. And the way you want it is going to come right up against the way it is one of these days. And you drive both those SUVs at the same time, ma'am?
Don't need to. Drive them whenever I please.
No, but can you drive both at the same time? That's all I'm wondering.
Can you?
I just want to know if your ass is wide enough.
All right. Thank you very much. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police talking about... Oh, here's his music. I forgot all about that.
That's right. I just want to know if her ass is wide enough.
Yeah, get in both SUVs at the same time. I know.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action. It may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers, or the highway patrol.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police.
The men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
By the way, Phil, that baby in the car seat?
Yeah.
He didn't make it.
That's great. 1-800-4... Will you turn it off?
This is RJ, please.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Didn't make it. This is the Phil Henry Show, and the voice of Jay Santos was performed by me. You know, it's interesting doing the show. There's people out there who listen to the show on a lot of different levels. There's professionals. I mean, other broadcasters that are listening to us. There are people, obviously, who've never heard the show before. There are our fans. There are the people who really get the radio show and listen. There are people who are recent listeners and are really mad at the fact that we do these voices that con these people into calling. There's recent listeners who think it's really funny. There's people who called and got conned and they're angry. Like that lady the other night that called after we did Bobby Dooley, and she was ready to, she called my father the devil, which, by the way, lady, you're right. He was either the devil or he was Irish, you know? Anyway, it's really interesting, but I have just a couple of rules. We don't have rules for calling the show, unlike most radio shows. We don't really have any rules. We do, but there are none that you need to concern yourself with. There are none that we're going to tell you about. Let me put it that way. But don't ever call up and do what a guy just did 10 minutes ago and say this. Yeah, I'm a Navy SEAL, and I can tell you right now. Well, right there, we're going to hang up on you. No guy that's a Navy SEAL calls up and says he's a Navy SEAL. They just don't ask me how I know this. It's just something that I know. You know what I'm saying, Chris? You ever get people calling there going, yeah, I'm with... Where was I? I was at a party. A Christmas party 3 weeks ago. No, 3 weeks ago. Longer than that. It was before Christmas. About a week before Christmas. I was at a friend's house, my wife and I. And we're at a Christmas party. And a guy is standing there, kind of a heavyset guy. We're outside. And we're talking about Afghanistan, and he says, well, I've got a friend in the CIA who says we better just watch our asses because Osama bin Laden has a nuclear weapon, and he will use it. And I said to him, I don't buy that. And he looks at me because this was sacrilegious for me to not believe someone who just invoked the sacred CIA, and on top of that, went so far as to say he had a friend in the CIA, and for someone at a party standing around drinking cocktails and cheap port wine to suddenly go, I don't buy that, well, he might as well have just dropped his pants and shown everybody how really small it is. I mean, that's the effect that it had, because he turned on me. He just, well, you, and he said these words, well, you better believe it. Because my friend said, well, the reason why I said it and buy it, no guy who's in the CIA is running around spreading it to everybody that he's in the CIA. Yeah, I work for the CIA. Oh, really? And which office do you clean? I was just wondering. Come on. It's just, it's kind of amusing. It's sort of entertaining. It's just all those things all rolled into one. All right. Let me tell you about our website. It is the Phil Henry Show website. It's a pretty special place to go for audio of the Phil Henry Show. If you like our show, and I'm assuming that you do, or you would have tuned out by now, then you can get all of the audio that you would ever want from our website, the Phil Henry Show website, philhendrieshow.com. When you go to our website, you'll be able to access, well, for starters, you can access today's show on demand. So anytime today, you'll be able to hear today's show. And if you are working, you're otherwise occupied during the course of our live feed, you can get the show on demand. And speaking of on demand, our six-hour webcast from December the 21st, just prior to our Christmas vacation, is available on demand. You can see not only the show, you can not only hear the show, you'll be able to see it because it's a webcast, using revolutionary 360-degree technology. So using the cursor on your computer, you can scan around the room and see 360 degrees around my office and then 360 degrees around our studio. So that's available on demand, too. Then you get 30 days worth of audio archives. You can go back 30 days and listen to any Phil Henry show. The reason why we think that's kind of cool is because we get people calling constantly. I mean constantly. They want a copy of this show. They want a copy of this hour. They want to... I'm going to... Pretty soon, utilizing the Mad Magazine model, which I feel I can because I met the great Dick DeBartolo in New York, the great writer, along with Mort Drucker, of so many fine satirical pieces in Mad Magazine. I just thought I'd invoke his name, even though it's really doesn't mean much to most of you. Anyway, using the Mad Magazine model, you know how they come out with like a bird's eye view, and then they have, mad parodies, and then they have different thing? I'm going to start doing that with a show. We can come out with the CD, Bobby Dooley Uncut, Steve Bozell's Lawsuits, The Best of Phil's National Show, The Best of the Miami Days, at $20 a CD times, oh, let's say 10,000, carry the two, 16, 300, I could make $86 million in 1 year and get out of here. This is the plan. The great Jim Katz is here today. Jim's a writer, and his brother is my agent, David. And I laid that on David the other day on the phone. He's going, oh, my God, let me just do the math for a minute. I can hear his little calculator going, Phil, that's a very serious revenue stream, a very serious revenue stream. What am I doing beating my brains out for? We could repackage the stuff we've done for 10 years, put it on a variety of different cassettes and CDs. We could do the webcast as a DVD or something. And you have all these different CDs that people can buy, right? We're going to open up the Phil Henry store on our website, and there will be more audio available for profit, of which David Katz gets 10%, but we'll talk about that later. And anyway, oh, man. So getting back to the website, you can get 30 days worth of our audio. I'm serious. As I get older, I'm trying to think of ways that I can maximize my potentiality, in the words of the great John Leguizamo in Carlito's Way. Mr. Carlito, I'm into something that is about to explode, man. I'm about to maximize my potentiality. That's what I want to do. I want to maximize my potentiality. I'm going to get all the audio. I'm going to slam it onto some CDs. We're going to get some cool Ted Bell bowling shirts going on. I get maybe 25, 50% of that cake, and then 25 is carry the two. We're talking some very serious coin. So that's how I'm going to get rich. How are you guys doing? Not too good? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, what's that? Oh, you had Enron. Okay, go to our website, you get 30 days worth of audio. Then we also have our audio archives, and these are some of the best bits that we've done just down through the years. It's really an interesting place to go, the audio archives section, because there's bits there that are like 8, 9 years old, stuff going all the way back to Minneapolis. I mean, we've got listeners who have found material from our Minneapolis days and our Miami days. We also have a place where you can purchase all of our CDs, and the best of the year 2001, the best of the Phil Henry Show 2001, Bring It, is now available on our website. And all of that money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. But all 5 of the CDs that we've done since 1997 are available, from Still on the Air, The Best of 97, A Chilling Day for Talk Radio 98, Communism is Neat 99, number one rated from 2000, and this year's Bring It. And all the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. They got a brand new resource center. And because of you guys and your generosity, they built this right out there at the end of Hollywood Boulevard, near the Hollywood Freeway, where street people walk around on freeways. Oh, well. It's been very, very, it's been a good year for them. For me, not that good. But next year, for profit, I'm going to maximize my potentiality. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.